President Bush has outlined an ambitious new commitment to manned space exploration. The president yesterday urged a return to the moon in the middle of the next decade and an eventual manned mission to Mars. Critics say the cost of the plan and more pressing national priorities make this the wrong time to consider going to Mars. But for commentator Andrew Chaikin, the timing could not be better.
I wasn't watching in 1961 when John Kennedy made his speech challenging the country to land a man on the moon. I was only 4 years old. But by the time NASA carried out Kennedy's challenge with the first Apollo landing in 1969, I was a 13-year-old space fanatic. People were exploring another world, and I couldn't get enough of it. Apollo lit a spark in me that's been burning ever since. But Apollo didn't last long. By the time I graduated from high school, we'd stopped sending astronauts to the moon or anywhere else beyond Earth orbit. Since then, the real explorers have been robots. Their pictures from the surface of Mars, the icy moons of Jupiter, and the rings of Saturn have been amazing. But for me, something was missing: the sound of human voices coming from a place where no one has ever been. Now, those voices aren't just in our past, but our future. That's the promise I heard in the president's speech yesterday. But the speech is just the beginning. What matters now is the commitment to make it a reality. NASA's biggest challenge right now isn't figuring out how to get to Mars, or even how to pay for it. It's convincing the country why it's so important, why sending humans to Mars doesn't mean we're neglecting our problems here on Earth. With an enormous deficit, a costly war in Iraq, and a sluggish economy, that seems almost impossible. But so did landing on the moon in 1961. I know the scientific discoveries are going to be spectacular. We might find there was life on Mars. The new technologies that come out of this are going to change our lives. But right now, I'm thinking of what this is going to mean to the kids who grow up in this new space age, and how exciting it's going to be for them to see it unfold. It's the spark that will burn in them that makes this new space plan such a crucial investment in our future. And if you don't believe me, ask a 13-year-old. You might just be talking to the first person to walk on Mars.
The comments of science writer Andrew Chaikin.